And then I really must go.
It's 8 minutes before 7 with the Grease Man. Should be a nice day today. We're looking forward to sunshine, maybe a late afternoon shower. And let's see here. Temperatures on the rise in there. We'll have about 85 degrees. Hey. You ain't gonna have me complaining about that. Looks real nice. Of course, it's a hard day for me. Dial-a-bit Mondays are a little difficult. All the shrieking, maxi shrieking on Dial-a-bit Mondays. But I love it. I love it. I like the stories about bizarre behavior, you know? Because I've always been a fan of the bizarre. I've always gotten a kick out of watching guys with wild looks in their eyes. You know, Jack Nicholson when he's in movies and he gets that really bizarre Jack Nicholson look, you know? Maybe because I see that look in myself sometimes. Maybe because I feel that way. Maybe because I have the capacity to lose control. The capacity to take things to the extreme. Like my next-door neighbor, the beautiful woman that sunbathes in her backyard, and I can see her from my house. She would lay there and not know that I was watching. I'd watch with binoculars, follow the trail of the sweat down her beautiful body. I'd see her touch herself. I'd see herself writhing as the sun warmed her body. I took up my camera, and I took her picture. Not just one picture, but lots of pictures. I'd take her picture when she was lying on her back. I'd take her picture when she was rubbing oil on her body. Yes, that's it. Rub it on your legs now. Yes, I like that. That's it. Rub it across your belly. Yes. Put some in your Eldridge cleavage. That's right. Now roll over. Roll over on your tummy. That's it. Oh, God. I took picture after picture, roll after roll, and then I developed them myself in my basement dark room. And hang up the pictures and stand there with the red light giving my face an eerie glow as I watched her come to life before me there on the paper. When the pictures were dry, I'd take them upstairs and paste them to my wall. Pictures of her everywhere. She was so beautiful, I loved her. I hung them in my living room, in my kitchen. There wasn't a bit of space left. It was all pictures of her. And every day in the summertime, I'd wait for her to lie out on that chaise lounge. Oh, God, and I'd sit there with my camera. Just taking roll after roll. Yes, that's it. Oh, my God. Look at the way she licks her lips after she drinks her tab. Well, one day, I was pasting more pictures of her. Pictures on top of pictures all over my house. When the doorbell rang, I opened it. It was her. She said, "Hey, we've never met. I live next door. I was wondering, do you have any ice? I'm out of ice. My refi- What's that on your wall? My God, it's pictures of me." I said, "No, wait a minute now." And she just pushed her way into my place. She said, "My God, you've been taking pictures of me. Look at this. It's thousands and thousands of pictures of me." And she looked at me. She said, "You're sick. You are a sick man. I'm going to the police. This is an invasion of my privacy." And I said, "No, wait, no, don't go. No, I love you." She said, "No, what do you mean you love me?" I said, "I love you. Don't you know I love you?" She said, "You're sick." And I stopped her from leaving. I put my hands around her neck. I just wanted to stop her. I didn't want to hurt her. I put my hands. I said, "No, no, you can't hate me when I love you so. Stop it. And she struggled. But in a little while, she was still. I kicked the door shut and dragged her to the dining room table, her feet flopping as I carried her by her neck. Her head lolled on her shoulders as I sat her down. I said, "Now we're going to have lunch. I'm going to make lunch for us, and you'll eat your lunch like a good girl." I put the food in front of her, and I force-fed it into her lifeless mouth, and it ran down her chin. I said, "You're not eating. Bad girls, when they don't eat, bad girls go in the closet. You better eat your lunch now. How come you're not eating your lunch?" And I forced it in her face, and I moved her jaw up and down until the food ran down on her. I said, "So you won't eat? You're a bad girl. You're bad. You're a bad girl. You must go in the closet now. And when you're ready to behave like an adult, you can come out of the closet." And I threw her in the closet with all the goulashes. And I left her in there. I left her in there for 2 days. She still wouldn't say she was ready to behave. She was a stubborn one. "You're a stubborn one, aren't you, you stupid? No good. I just
want to be good to you, but you just keep dusting me this way.
Okay, honey, it's time for bed now. We're going to bed, and I want you to cuddle me. That's it. Wrap your arms around me. That's it. Hold me close, honey. Hold me close. Cuddle me. I don't want you snoring now. I want you with your face on my chest. That's it. Don't you make a mess in this bed. I already cleaned you one time. Don't you make a mess again. She's waiting for me now. When I get off the air, I'll put some music on the stereo, and we'll dance. She likes to dance because I do all the work. I hold her close, and her feet just drag the floor. And then we'll smooch. Yes, she likes it when we smooch. I can tell. Her eyes roll around, and her mouth hangs open in eager anticipation. Yes, honey, I left the radio on. I propped her up next to it at home. We're going to smooch till I get back, baby. We're going to smooch. So this summer, when you're lying there in your chaise lounge with your suntan oil and your sweat and your tab, if as the sun kisses your face, you hear the sound of think to yourself,
have your car
we had span.